Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. A warm evening across Israel tonight. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is also enjoying mild weather, perfect for an evening stroll. Meanwhile, in Haifa, temperatures are comfortable, making it an ideal night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran and Hezbollah have launched missiles at Israel as the second Passover Eve begins, according to Ynet News. Ballistic missiles targeted central and northern Israel earlier today. No injuries have been reported. Also, a standoff is unfolding between Lebanon and Hezbollah. The Jerusalem Post reports this hour that Lebanon struggles with state sovereignty against Iranian influence through Hezbollah. Also this hour, the Democratic Party is considering rejecting AIPAC funding. JNS reports earlier today that the party may also weigh resolutions to halt weapons transfers in cases of credible international law violations. Separately, Gulf leaders have told U.S. President Donald Trump that there will be no ceasefire without addressing the Iranian threat. This was reported by Israel Hayom from earlier today. And finally, Israeli leaders have been in urgent talks with U.S. counterparts regarding regional security concerns. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reports, just minutes ago, that a UN probe found three UN peacekeepers in Lebanon likely died from Israeli tank fire and a Hezbollah IED in separate incidents. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared that U.S. assessments indicate Iran has changed its tactics. They aim to preserve missile and drone arsenals while improving strike accuracy. Times of Israel posted a short time ago that Israel is preparing for various outcomes regarding President Trump's Iran ultimatum, including a possible expansion of military strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest escalation, Iran and Hezbollah launched missiles at Israel earlier today as Passover celebrations commenced. The IDF has warned vessels off the Lebanese coast to move north to avoid potential threats. This development raises concerns about the potential for a wider conflict in the region. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlighted the ongoing struggle between Lebanon's government and Hezbollah's influence. Although weakened by military actions, Hezbollah remains a formidable force that challenges Lebanese sovereignty. This tension underscores the complexity of regional alliances and power dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the Democratic Party is debating its relationship with AIPAC and considering policy changes concerning arms transfers. This reflects ongoing discussions within the party about U.S. foreign policy and its alignment with international law standards. The outcome could impact U.S.-Israel relations and military aid. In a related development, Gulf leaders have communicated with President Trump about the necessity of addressing the Iranian threat for any ceasefire. This follows Trump's recent calls with regional leaders, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. The absence of a ceasefire could prolong regional instability and affect diplomatic efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports that Yohanov has overtaken Rami Levy in market leadership, but it came at a significant cost. Despite stable numbers, the financial atmosphere suggests resilience in the sector amidst economic and security pressures. Separately, Israel Hayom discusses the challenges faced by managers during the ongoing conflict. For over 2 years, they've balanced intensive military service with managing staff and clients, reflecting the strain on business leaders in volatile conditions. And finally, Ynet Business warns that the prolonged conflict is overshadowing Israel's positive economic forecast. Experts highlight risks to energy security, especially following the Haifa refinery strike, which exposed vulnerabilities in the supply chain. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.